LeanCast, Product Innovation and UX Design with Bonanza Design.
Hello, hello, hello. Behrad here from Bonanza Design. Yes, very excited to have you all with us again. And I'm going to talk about design thinking. Is a very complex topic. It's a big topic. But at the core of design thinking, when you want to solve really complex problems, design thinking put forward prototyping as a tool, as a very powerful tool to make sense of complex situations. So I'm going to focus a bit on prototyping aspect of design thinking. There are many aspects to design thinking that make it a very unique mindset and a process. But I'm going to really focus on prototyping aspect of it today. If I want to basically talk about who you are, essentially you are a service provider. You get paid because you have acquired a unique skill set by which you can help another person or company to solve some of their problems, achieve their goals, and move themselves forward towards their overall goal, so to speak. You are a service provider, right? For every service provider, it is very essential to have a clear understanding of their own processes by which they complete projects. And it's very crucial. Same thing with design thinking too. Design thinking, essentially, it's a mindset. It's a way of looking at things. Design thinking is a philosophy. People like me attempted to drive a process from that mindset, right? So don't get it twisted. Design thinking is a mindset. People like me came up with processes for design thinking mindset. Right, so there are many different processes proposed by design thinking practitioners. Right, a service agency, a service provider, essentially selling their processes to their clients. They say, hey, with this process, you can get things that you want to get things, you can get them done as fast as possible. In our case, we can promise them a 5-week delivery. That's one thing that we are very famous for. We are fast and we can guarantee you a deadline by which we can abide by. And this deadline usually lasts between 2 to 5, 6 weeks. If you want to run multiple projects, you need to have a very defined process. As if similar to a factory line. You see this automotive car makers, their factories, it's a big line. Right, your process needs to be as clear and straightforward as that factory line. So with a very clear process, you can scale your offering and work on multiple projects. That's the beginning of achieving an economy of scale for your service, right? The game is not to work. If you are working with a client and you can only serve one client, you have to rethink and be careful and be cautious, because you are going to age at some point and you are going to get older and you are not going to be as sharp as you were when you were 30. So you need to be thinking about how you can scale your offerings. You can prototype any product ideas. You can prototype any product ideas. You can prototype any service idea. You can prototype any digital product idea. You can prototype any physical product idea. You can prototype any service idea, regardless of whether it's a face-to-face, human-to-human service, or it's a digital service that has a good portion of automation in it. What we stand by and what is our motto at Bonanza Design, that you can prototype everything, anything. You can, you should be able to prototype it. We offer predictability to our clients. Our processes are straightforward, and we can tell you how long does it take to validate a product opportunity. It exactly takes us 5 weeks. But sometimes when I talk to clients, they say, Berat, but how about the research? Research is a messy process. How can you guarantee predictability when it comes to research? You should be able, and you want to make your research efforts predictable and contained. Very important. Very important. You cannot research forever. We are not in the business of infinity. The biggest burden of humanity is that we are going to die sometime. We don't have all the time. We have to place reasonable restraint on every act of creative process. So for research, if you read Lean Startup book, if you are familiar with agile methodology, we work in sprints. We have research sprint. We have prototyping sprint. We have UI design sprints. We have user testing sprints. A sprint is a limited. When we talk about sprint, a sprint cannot be 3 months. That's not sprint. That's a quarter almost. A sprint needs to be limited and defined, right? So you should be defining and limiting the process of research for your own process. Let me go to to our process. If you go to Lean Innovation Sprint page, it's itself a university. Read that page. This page is so much packed with knowledge about how you can leverage design thinking, right? At the end of it, you see this process, right? This is our lean innovation process, right? With this, we test products at their early stages. We have limited the act of research to only 1 week. It's 1 week and a half because we do some research in onboarding phase, right? But after that, we move on. We move on. Life is short. We have gathered enough evidence from research. We identify some opportunity and we start testing those, developing those, and try to learn from those tests. Because you don't only learn from research, you can learn also from testings. And testings are such a great way to learn more about the opportunities, right? So that's what we do. That's our process. You know, every design thinking practitioner, they define their own process in a different way. This is our process, right? Catered towards testing product ideas at early stages, right? But depending on what you do, you should be able to define your own process. But learn from our process and place reasonable constraints on your process. You can, if you talk to your boss or client and say that, okay, how long does it take for us to understand this problem and design a solution for it? You should not answer in return that as long as it takes, or I don't know. It could be 1 month or 3 months. you should be able to say, dear boss, dear client, trust me, we are going to get to initial results in 5 weeks. Here's my process. So that's what you need to be doing if you want to design your own design thinking process. And you should be relying on your own process. Never ever work with, well, you can read Lean Startup, you can read Design Sprint Book. These are really, they provide you with fantastic way of approaching innovations. But at the end of the day, it's you who is going to make that spaghetti. You read the recipe, but it's you at the end of the day or at the end of the night, assuming that you want to make a dinner, it's you who makes that spaghetti. So you better write down your own recipe. So placing reasonable constraints on your the process is crucial to your success. Is crucial to getting to the economy of scale. Like in a market economy, this is we are in a global market economy. The current form of trade happens in a global market economy. That's what is happening. In a global market economy, as a service provider, if you cannot get to economy of scale, you are going to have a big problem. Some of you might not feel this is a big issue for you because you are fully employed. Even if you are full-time employed, at some point in future, you might want to become a consultant. But as a consultant, there is an expiry date on one-on-one working with the client. You cannot do this forever. It's a suicide for your future. Your future you is going to not like you because you are putting them in a position that at the age of 50, they have to work only with one client. That is a huge, huge liability for you to guarantee a good life for yourself and your family. You need to get to economy of scale for your services. And the way you can do it, here's a $1 million secret. You know, we in 2 years, we went from a team of two to a team of 14 and over €1 million in their revenue. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about economy of scale. You need to be able to scale your services so you can work with 2, 3, 4, 5 clients on a full-time, full-scale project. That's the guarantee for your future that you can live a good life 20 years from now. Take it, I did a lot of research in this to be able to set up Bonanza Design and scale it, right? So economy of scale. A process in front of you, a process as such in front of you can get you to that economy of scale. Nothing else. If you go to your client and say, hey, tell me how long does this project last, you need to be able to give them an exit date because you don't want to work on projects forever. Who wants to work on projects forever? It gets boring, gets tedious. You are a creative person. You cannot work on a project forever. That's why to all of my full-timers, get out. It's a big lie. If you are a full-timer and you don't have 1%, 2%, 3% share in that company, you are wasting your youth. You are wasting your creativity. You are putting your future you in a very bad position. Get out and claim your own freedom. It's a big topic. You know, it's a big nut on the design thinking part, but I feel like you want this, right? I'm just giving you that. It's big. It's important. It's especially now that is economic uncertainties. It's a big opportunity for you to claim your own future If you are a freelance, if you're a full-timer and you're not having shares in that company, you are wasting your time, because you end up working on one product. We have our designers at Bonanza Design, they learn so much in 1 year that the full-time designers would take them 5 years to learn. They, you know, in a year at Bonanza Design, you work on 5 different full-scale design projects. That's a dream come true for designers. So be careful about your career choices, economy of scales. What is week 3? What do you think? What's going to happen in week 3? What's happening in step 3, my friends? I talk to you. I want to talk to you today about importance of prototyping. You are not only, so I talk to clients, I talk to other design thinking practitioners. It's a wrong notion that you only learn in research. Wrong. You learn a lot more when you test your ideas. Thank you. Prototyping is the tool, is the way to capture maximum learning about your ideas. Prototyping, it's crucial. And I see a lot of design thinking practitioners and innovators, they don't value prototyping as much as they value research. Research, it only gives you theoretical insights, not practical. You need to simulate the performance of those ideas. You need to test those ideas with your potential customers. And that act of experimentation is going to unlock and unfold a lot of tangible, unique, and invaluable insights by which you can iterate more. Prototyping is the core of design thinking, not research. Research is crucial, is important. Without research, you cannot start, but you should not be able, you should not get stuck in the phase of research. Prototype, enough research for me is necessary. More than that is unnecessary. As long as you have captured solid evidence, it's time to move on, to go to the week 3 and start ideating, start prototyping, creating experiments by which you can test those prototypes with your potential customers. What are those experiments, if I may ask you? We need to design experiments, a testing environment in which we can test those prototypes with our potential customers. What are those experiments? Can you help to surface those experiments? What are those experiments? How do those experiments typically look like? Clickable prototype, fantastic. Walter, landing pages, great. Let me add another one, LinkedIn posts. No, LinkedIn posts are great. Especially, you can use LinkedIn posts especially to talk about and validate certain pain points, to basically do sanity check, to test the market. Hey guys, I'm thinking that that subway in Berlin is very dirty. Who else shares the same pain with me? And then you get tons of comments. Yeah, that subway is so dirty. I hate Berlin subways. It smells so bad. Yeah, cha, 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 cha. Validating the pain point. As easy as a LinkedIn post. Landing page is great to pitch a business idea. Never ever think about launching a business without testing it first. Fake it till you make it. Deception. Fake it as if it's a real business and see who wants a piece of that product. You have to do it. You have to do it if you want to invest 200,000, 2 million, 20 million in that business. Clickable prototypes to test an app experience or a future. Clickable prototypes are crucial, especially in the digital economy. Figma provides you with the state-of-the-art, cutting-edge solution for creating clickable prototypes that look like a real application. So you say, okay, Bera, these are really cool. It's all like, you know, digital stuff. But how about like physical prototypes? Let me show you an example. You should be able to prototype everything, my friends, everything. You see this? So Volvo came to us and say, hey, we want to test augmented reality future for our Volvo trucks. You see this? And this is a prototype of 12 years ago. Right now, with Figma prototyping and all that, you can do a lot better than this. But that's what we did. We used three different projectors to simulate that experience. That was early stage prototyping. Like, it doesn't have to be rock solid. It needs to just like portray the experience, right? You can and you should prototype, you should be able to prototype any type of experience. So that's about making physical prototypes. How about services? Again, services are not rocket science. Role-playing, script writing, mimicking experience, especially if you, for example, you want to have a care facility and you want to basically design the service experience of receptionist, you can create that script. You can do role playing. You can test that experience. There is nothing that we cannot prototype. We can prototype everything. You should be able to prototype everything. That's it. Done. Yes. So prototyping is crucial. Experimentation is even more crucial. When we design experiments, it's creating a test environment. In that test environment, you need to expose that prototype in a organic way, in a way that your potential customers cannot tell that this is a test. They would consider or assume that this is actually a real product or service, because you want to get authentic feedback, authenticity. If I know that this is a test, I would be self-conscious. I would not offer you authentic feedback. Hence, my feedback or my insight cannot be relied upon. So you need to create your test environment in a way that your potential customers do not think or do not assume that this is not a real product or service. Is this clear? What do I mean by experimentation? It's crucial. It's crucial. So when we design clickable prototype, we design it in pixel perfect. We do not show low mid fidelity prototypes to our customers. Lower believability, bad inputs. We want higher believability in every prototype and experiment that we design. Is this clear? Are we on the same page? Cool, fantastic. I think I'm really happy about what we discussed and talked together today. Really good conversation, actually. Really, we went really deep on the act of prototyping and experiments. And I received a lot of cool questions from you. Do you have any further questions? What kind of roles in companies apply this method? I think marketers definitely need to be able to learn this method or have a method as such. Product managers, they need to know user tester. UX designers, they need to know such methods. Even tech leads. Tech leads need to be able to test their own future ideas. And business developers, they need to be able to test their business ideas as quickly as possible. Cool. Thanks a lot, team. Really happy to have as many of you here. Enjoy these summer days wherever you are until the next webinar, until meeting as many of you. Ciao. Have a great evening and take it easy.